time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for rain to end today and give way to partly cloudy conditions, a high in the mid-40s, partly cloudy and colder tonight, a low around 32. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. The Wayne County Health Department reported 10 new positive cases of the coronavirus Saturday. Saturday's cases included a female child, a female in her 20s, a male in his 20s, two females in their 50s, two males in their 50s, a female in her 60s, a male in his 60s, and a male in his 70s. Saturday's cases brings to 744 the total number of lab-confirmed positive cases of coronavirus in Wayne County. The health department also reported two rapid antigen probable reported cases, a male in his 20s and a male in his 50s. 30 people who were lab-confirmed positive cases have passed away. 150 people are currently isolating, and no one is currently reported as being hospitalized. The health department also said Saturday there have been 59 probable reported cases of COVID-19 in Wayne County. 16 are currently isolating along with being actively contact traced. The Wayne County Health Department continues to investigate each case, ensuring the isolation of the positive probable patient. In addition, the Wayne County Health Department places close contacts that have had exposure to the positive patient on quarantine for a minimum of 14 days. This would allow symptoms to develop and pass without posing risk to others. If you are contacted by public health officials, please respond promptly. As a precaution, if an individual has been tested for COVID-19, it's advised they self-quarantine until their test results are received. If the test result is positive, that person will then be contacted by the Wayne County Health Department. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported 11,891 new cases Saturday and 126 deaths. Statewide numbers are at 646,286 cases and 11,430 deaths in all 102 Illinois counties. More news after this break.
Tune in each weekday for the John Reynolds Edward Jones Sports Instant Replay on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Heard at 7:45 a.m. and 3:15 p.m. Monday through Friday, the Sports Instant Replay relives one of those great moments from the archives of our sports broadcast throughout the year. It's the Sports Instant Replay, brought to you each weekday by your local Edward Jones representative, John Reynolds.
Here's what's going on, brought to you by Jaggers Doggy Daycare in Mount Vernon, where they have expanded their dog grooming staff. Jaggers now has three highly skilled dog groomers with over 30 years of combined experience, so they can get your dog in quickly for a haircut, bath, and full groom. That's Jaggers Doggy Daycare in Mount Vernon, 316-7021. Here's what's going on Thursday, November 26th, Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving dinner will be held in West Salem. This year, it's a drive-through dinner beginning at 11:30 at the Moravian Church in West Salem. People are asked to arrive under the portico at the back of the church. No need to get out of your car. Someone will ask how many meals you are requesting, and they will be provided. Everyone is welcome. And there will be a Christmas auction on Saturday, November 28th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Mount Airy Rurton Building. Tolka Brothers Christmas Auctions will have something for everyone. Concessions will be available and chairs will be placed for social distancing. The Rurtons will also be collecting for the North Wayne Christmas for Kids throughout the auction.
This is Dave Rigg, inviting you to join me for Gospel Time. If you enjoy gospel music by such recording artists as the Cathedral Quartet, Gold City, the Florida Boys, and the Gaither Vocal Band, I think you'll enjoy listening to Gospel Time. It's heard every Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. on WOKZ-FM 105.9 and WFIW-AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. So join me next time for Gospel Time with Dave Reed.
The Albion Fire Department was called to a house fire on South 3rd Street around 2 o'clock Saturday morning. The house was fully engulfed when firemen arrived. The unoccupied home sustained heavy damage. Two adjoining homes also sustained damage. Brown's Fire Department was called for mutual aid. The fire could be seen from four blocks away, according to reports. No injuries were reported, and the fire remains under investigation. Area river stages as of this morning, Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 7.59 feet. Flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 7.89 feet. Flood stage 18 feet. At Carmi, the river's at 6.15 feet. Flood stage is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City stands at 5.73 feet. Flood stage is 15 feet. Wabash at Mount Carmel is at 4.04 feet. Flood stage is 19 feet. Rain should move out of the area today, followed by more chances of rain Wednesday and Friday. Fairfield retail merchants holding their three-day Christmas open house event this weekend. Participating merchants will offer daily giveaways and sales from noon to 5. That'll be held today. Participating merchants include the Barbed Wire Grill, Black's Fashion Flowers, B-Way Design and Decorating LLC, Carnaby Square, Classic Pizza and Pasta, Farmer's Daughter, Gottman's Jewelry, La Fuente, Mama Bear's Four Seasons and more, Mindy's Sew Shop, Pizza Hut, Simply Enough, The Corner, The Willow Tree, Uniquely Rustique, and Your Flower Shop, Rush Appliance and Furniture, The Clothesline, and The Green Pig also participating. Wabash Valley College will be closing early at 3 p.m. this coming Wednesday and will be closed Thursday and Friday for the Thanksgiving holiday. There will be no classes and all offices will be closed during this time. Small World and the Red Cafe will also be closed. Regular business hours will resume on Monday, November 30th. Some classes will resume in a remote learning format after Thanksgiving. Some classes will remain in a face-to-face learning mode. Students should check with their instructors to determine how their classes will resume. Illinois Farm Bureau President Rich Gubert is pleased with the Ag's response to the ongoing pandemic.
Well, I think our members really, while different times were passed, frustrated, highly stressed, and particularly those in the livestock side of agriculture. We were really worried right on the onset, would we be classified as essential, that we could put a crop in the ground and get the inputs that we need to put a crop in the ground, to continue providing goods and services to the consumer, getting livestock to the harvesting facilities, et cetera, et cetera. Although that was really challenging for a 3 or 4 week period. But you know what? As you mentioned, we're used to dealing with curveballs, you might say, and our members, for the most part, did an excellent job, and you just take it in stride. You kind of take a deep breath and plow forward. You know, I look back at the statue that's out here in front lawn of the IA grounds that's there of Paul, Mr. Schumann. You know, to plow a straight furrow, you have to look forward and look ahead. And our members continue to do that. Sometimes we glance off to the side, but we always are looking ahead and how to make things better for not only our farms, but our families, and to do the best and provide the goods and services to the consumer that we do a very, very good job at.
Due to the pandemic, this year's IFB annual meeting in December will be a virtual event. And meteorological winter is set to begin on December 1st. An early outlook from DTN Chief Agriculture Meteorologist Bryce Anderson.
Early December is shaping up to be very similar to the latter part of November in terms of the fairly mild temperatures and the lack of real strong storm energy moving across the Midwest. As we go through December, there is going to be the higher potential for some more stormy developments, but at least to start things out, it's looking pretty favorable as we get ready for the month of December.
Too early to talk about any type of significant snow impact yet in terms of winter?
Well, I don't think you can ever rule that out. My thought is that we're going to have our biggest potential, our greatest potential for moderate to heavy snow or some strong winter storms actually during the last half of the winter. from the mid part of January then into February with the way things are shaping up.
Astronomical winter begins on December 21st. That's the news. We'll check area deaths next.
Graber Post Buildings, trusted throughout the heartland of America, provides the highest quality built post and stud frame structures in the country. Visit with one of our dedicated building department members today and let them show you how affordable a Graber Post building can be. Our quality crews can have your building constructed in no time for years of durability and beauty. Our professional sales staff is on hand to take care of any contractors or do-it-yourselfers. Call the trusted tradition, Graber Post Buildings at 800-264-5013 or visit us online at graberpost.com.
Mike Dreith here. Join me weekdays at 7:10 in the morning and 12:10 right before the new news for Talk Isn't Always Cheap, an opinion commentary about my perspective on the news of the day. It could be insight about federal or state policy or local matters. It's also posted on WFIWradio.com. Talk Isn't Always Cheap, weekdays on the station listened to, not just heard, 104.9 WFIW.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 97-year-old Sisney resident June Palace died Friday at Enfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. She was a homemaker and a factory worker and had worked at Airtex in Fairfield and Brown Shoe Factory in Flora. She was a member of the Providence General Baptist Church in Johnsonville. Surviving are two sons, Daryl Palace of Rockton, Illinois, and David Palace of Michigan City, Indiana. 12 grandchildren, numerous great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. Graveside services for June Palace will be held Tuesday at noon at Sisney Cemetery. Everyone is asked to go directly to the cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Providence General Baptist Church and may be dropped off at the funeral home or mailed to the Hosselden Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney, which is in charge of the arrangements. Due to Illinois Department of Public Health guidelines, visitors are asked to wear a mask and practice social distancing. 65-year-old Anna, Illinois resident Terry Teresa Ann Weaver died Thursday at Crossroads Hospital in Mount Vernon, Illinois. She was a registered nurse at Fairfield Memorial Hospital for many years. Surviving are four daughters, Carrie Spitzner of Flora, Heather Barbary, Tiffany Harris, both of Sisney, and Julie Bullard of Anna, Illinois. Her stepmother, Joanne Wood of North Carolina, two sisters, Robin Wood and Brenda Coles, both of North Carolina, a brother, David Kreitzer of Minnesota, 11 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, and some of her closest friends, Becky Koontz, Marla Nelson, and Teresa Haas. Funeral services for Terry, Teresa, Ann Weaver will be Monday at the Round Prairie Church at 10 a.m. Burial will follow in Round Prairie Cemetery. Visitation will be this evening from 4 to 7 at the Hosselden Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Memorials may be given to the family to help with expenses. Memorials can be dropped off at the funeral home or mailed to the Hosselden Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney at P.O. Box 418, zip code 62823. Due to Illinois Department of Public Health guidelines, visitors are asked to wear a mask and practice social distancing. Attendance is limited in the building, so you're asked to be patient, and they ask for your understanding. 74-year-old Montgomery, Texas resident Dennis Ray Rocket died Tuesday evening at his home. He graduated with a class of 1964 from Enfield High School. Surviving are his beloved significant other, Coralie Szeslinski of Montgomery, Texas, a daughter Tammy Topham of Berwick, Louisiana, sons Jim Rocket of Central City, Illinois, Jerry Sullivan of Mount Vernon, Indiana, Brad Sullivan of Cave Creek, Arizona, 12 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, brothers Kenny Rocket of Carmi, David Rocket of Elmhurst, Illinois, sisters Susie Willis and Linda Duckworth of Enfield. Visitation for Dennis Ray Rocket will be Wednesday morning from 9 to 11 at the Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Enfield with funeral services at 11 a.m. Burial will follow at Hammock Cemetery in Springerton. In lieu of flowers, memorials are suggested to the Wounded Warrior Project. The Standaback Family Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 55-year-old Flora resident, formerly of Elgin, Wendy Washon Dunn, died November 19th at Good Samaritan Hospital in Vincennes, Indiana. Surviving are her mother, Mary Freeman, a brother, William Washon Jr., and cousins Lisa Wallace, John Sorensen, David Ostema, Christopher Young, and favorite cousin David Sorensen. There will be no services for Wendy Washon Dunn. Arrangements are in care of the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. 94-year-old Fairfield resident John C. Hodge died Wednesday. Surviving are his wife Betty, children Mark Hodge, Gayla Lee, and Cheryl Harmon, 8 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Private services for John Hodge will be held Monday at Maple Hill Cemetery. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? Being a member of the Air Force Reserve. It's doing a job that makes a difference. Serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. And the experience, education, and other benefits you receive can enhance your civilian career and your life. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. AFReserve.com.
Here's your sports update. College football Saturday. Illinois beat Nebraska 41-23. Ohio State over Indiana 42-35. Northwestern over Wisconsin 17-7. In triple overtime, Michigan beat Rutgers 48-42. Iowa over Penn State 41-21. Auburn over Tennessee 30-17. Number 1 Alabama over Kentucky 63-3. Florida over Vanderbilt 38-17. LSU beat Arkansas 27-24. Georgia over Mississippi State 31-24. Oklahoma over Oklahoma State 41-13. Cincinnati over UCF 36-33. BYU over North Alabama 66-14. And Iowa State over Kansas State 45-0. On the NFL schedule today, Indianapolis hosts Green Bay at 3:25 p.m. on Fox. The Bears have the weekend off. That's your sports update. And the area weather, a 70% chance of showers through the morning today, a high near 46. Partly cloudy and colder tonight, a low around 32. Mostly sunny Monday, a high near 48. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, a high in the mid-50s. Showers likely Wednesday, a thunderstorm possible, a high near 59. Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny with a high of 54. And partly sunny Friday, slight chance of showers, a high near 56. Picked up 1 33 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 3 hundredths today. The present Fairfield temperature is 43.